Three candidates for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination faced off last night in a televised debate put on by the League of Women Voters. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, State Attorney General Doug Gansler, and Delegate Heather Mazier were there, as was WIPR's Christopher Connolly. He joins us now to review what happened. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
The governor's race, on the Democratic side at least, has been getting progressively more heated and more negative. How did that play out last night?
Well, there was a fair share of mudslinging. Doug Gansler went after Anthony Brown for his role in the failed health exchange website. That's something he's done before. Brown went after Gansler for his more limited approach to early childhood education, something he's done before. Gansler tried to paint Brown as a tool of Annapolis special interests, and Brown smeared Gansler as a champion of the corporations, which gave Delegate Heather Mazier an opening to point out that her campaign is publicly financed.
We're not taking corporate cash. We're not soliciting lobbyists and taking state contractor money. Our campaign is funded by the voters.
The Mazier we saw at the debate last night was, I think, a bit more forceful than she was at the first debate, where she was a bit overshadowed when she tried to keep herself above the Brown-Gansler fray.
Now on to Maryland's online health insurance exchange. Lieutenant Governor Brown was asked to clarify exactly what his role was in the state's buggy online marketplace that's now being scrapped and being replaced. It's an issue that's come up in all of the debates. What did the lieutenant governor have to say this time?
Yeah, this was probably the most clear accounting from him of what his role was in the exchange, though he didn't exactly rate his responsibility. Brown said his role was as the chairman of the committee charged with rolling out all facets of the Affordable Care Act. He says he wasn't directly overseeing the website. He wasn't on that committee. And he denied knowing about the problems with the website until after October 1st, which is when the site launched and then proceeded to crash.
As soon as we got the information, then we brought the exchange in and said, okay, we've got some things that you need to do. Reorganize the leadership, refocus the vendors, get rid of the ones that aren't working.
Gansler said that the solution to fix the problem website is also problematic. He said that the decision to use Connecticut's software to replace our own was made in a closed-door meeting and may be another costly Band-Aid that doesn't actually work very well. Mazier touted her own record in the legislature, pushing to expand access to care even before the ACA became law.
Another testy issue you said was early childhood education. All three of the candidates have plans to expand pre-kindergarten, but they differ on how to do it, right?
Definitely. They all call their plans sort of pathways to universal pre-K, and they all point to real inequities of outcomes in the schools, depending on geography and socioeconomic status and race. But they really differ on how to pay for expanding preschool. Heather Mazier has maybe the most aggressive plan to expand not just preschool, but also childcare for working moms. She wants to fund it by using legalized marijuana. She says the tax revenues from pot sales can and should pay for this. Brown, in turn, has proposed using expanded gaming revenues to fund a buildup to universal access to pre-K. He's tried to characterize Gansler's a more gradual plan as selling kids short with a less than universal pre-K approach. Gansler, though, says he's just being more practical.
And the fact of the matter is it would be irresponsible to say we're going to do it for everybody tomorrow. We can't afford it. We need to start with the underserved communities and then expand it to everybody.
His more gradual plan would focus the resources first on rural and minority districts where the achievement gaps are greatest.
And Gansler's plan, like Brown's plan, makes use of gambling revenues, right?
Yes.
Christopher Connolly covers state politics for WIPR. Chris, thanks.
Sure thing.